hooray for Hollywood. That's groovy Bollywood, Hollywood. Where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good-looking pan. Where any barmaid can be a star mate if she dances with or without a tan. Hooray for Hollywood. When you're terrific if you're even good. Where everyone at all from TV Flassy to Monroe Stassi is equally understood. Go out and try your luck, you might be Donald Duck. Hooray for Hollywood.
Hooray for Hollywood. I'm going to say this, Matt.
Yes.
Hooray for holidays.
Ooh.
See what I did?
I do.
We are with the Terry Cloth Fog, Blake Everett. Blake, welcome. And seriously, we're going to have a lot of fun doing this segment. I'm going to start off on a bit of a serious note.
Yes.
And say, really, good tidings to you, my friend.
Well, thank you. Good tidings to both of you.
Now, Blake, we have a review this month. It's of a brand new film. It's in theaters right now.
Yes.
It's called...
This is 40.
Directed, written, produced by...
Judd Apatow.
Based on the life and foibles of...
Judd Apatow.
Starring the family members of...
Judd Apatow.
So
basically, this is a Judd Apatow film. With
makeup by the lover of...
Judd Apatow.
Right,
yes.
Right. Now, we will be getting to that film here in a minute, and you're going to be singing your review, as you always do. But before we hop into that one... There's a film that's under the radar right now. It's out on DVD.
Yeah, it's just brand new.
The name of it?
It is called Beast Witches Wishes.
Beast Witches Wishes.
No, it's Beast Wishes. I had a tongue twister there.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
Right, it's Beast Wishes. It's a documentary on the life of Bob and Kathy Burns.
Yes.
Bob Burns is like the Forrest Ackerman that's still alive.
Yes.
He's also an actor, and he's also a collector, and he's also done his own Halloween shows at his house in Burbank for many years. Monsterpalooza is coming up in April, and I'm going to hit him up again then.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping after this, I'll be able to get him a lot sooner.
Of course.
One of the producers of this show is somebody that I know. His name is Frank Dietz, and
Do me a favor, rustle that packaging some more, right next to the microphone if you can. But you're actually hoping to get Bob Burns on here earlier.
Yes, I had tried to get him on here, and he has agreed to do our show.
Yes.
But unfortunately, Bob has been with a lot of health issues. When we would talk, I mean, it would break my heart because he'd be almost like, I don't even know if I'll still be here, you know.
Yeah, he's like, listen, get back to me in a bit because I might not be here.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell me about this film.
This is a film that is a tribute to Monster Kids and to Bob Burns, who's one of the biggest and most known now Monster Kids.
The father of all Monster
Kids. He was personal friendships with Paul Blaisdell, who was a big makeup artist in the 50s who did all those Columbia Pictures monster films like The She Creature and Day the World Ended.
He did the suits.
Yeah. He did the suits, and he also played the monsters in them.
Oh.
He was hired because of his ingenuity with using the simplest of items and taking these very cheap items and creating these incredible monster suits, these costumes that he would make.
What's the score?
I'm giving this a 10.
It's a 60-minute film.
It is a 60-minute film. There's some extra special stuff on there. Check it out.
That's not a sympathy 10.
No, this is not a sympathy 10. Okay. This is a well-made documentary. Okay. Rick Baker guest stars.
Guest stars?
John Landis guest stars.
Appearing as?
Yeah, as themselves.
Okay.
And they're in their works, learning what Hollywood has done for Bob and how he's gotten his collection to be so big is absolutely amazing. He has the original 1933 armature of the original King Kong.
Whoa.
The Smithsonian has been trying to get that from him, and he will not let them have it.
He's
told them they've got enough stuff. They don't need his.
Yeah.
He's also got the original time machine from...
What?
Yes. He has the original time machine with Rod Taylor.
Not from the time machine that they're shooting at 2047.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
That he's brought back.
Yeah. Right. No.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So he's got the time machine. He's got the War of the Worlds ship. He's got the 1951 The Thing. Mm-hmm. He's got that arm that comes alive after the dog bites it off.
Yeah.
He's got the thing
arm. He owns that.
Huh?
He owns that.
He does. He owns all of this. It's amazing.
It's there for the taking.
But just to be entertained.
What'd you say his address was?
It's in Burbank. That's all I know.
Okay.
But it's like, from what I know about it, from what you've described, it's like on a very visible street.
Yes.
It's almost like a perfect storm of accessible location.
Yes.
High reward for
little work.
Very little work, considering he's in failing health.
Well, no, he put a lot of work into his stuff.
Yeah, but not, I mean.
No, not him. Little work.
Not him.
Like, let's just say, you know, I wanted to move that King Kong armature. I could get that easy.
He's also got the original Mighty Joe Young armature from Ray Harryhausen.
Hang on a sec. I'm texting somebody. I know a dude. Seriously, I know a guy in Pacoima who, 1 second.
What color did you say the house was?
I don't know.
Okay. But it is visible.
Yes,
just on the street.
And people around that in the neighborhood know Bob's there. I mean, he's a neighborhood guy.
Right.
So if you theoretically bumped into somebody on the street and said, hey, where's the monster guy or where's Bob Burns live? They could probably point you in that direction.
Probably.
All right, let me hang on. And ask anyone in the area.
That quiet you hear.
So a 10, yeah, I had to take care of something. 10. A perfect 10.
A perfect 10.
A perfect
wow.
10.
Wow.
It's a perfect documentary.
Oh, hang on. I'm getting
blown up. Oh.
Hang on one sec. How old would you say Bob's wife is?
Kathy? Ooh. I'd say they're probably both in their 80s.
So she ain't going to put up much of a fight either.
A fight for what? What are y'all talking about?
Kathy with a C.
Yes, it's with a C.
And they don't have kids that live with them or anything?
No.
Dog?
Not that I'm aware of. Okay. I don't know their living arrangements. I've never been to their house. I've only met Bob at the convention.
Guys, hang on. Oh, that's a good point. Do you know the date of Monsterpalooza? It's April something.
Yes.
It's early April?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a how many day event?
It's a 3-day event, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So he'll probably be there for all 3 days?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
He just stays at the hotel, right? He doesn't go home?
No, he goes home because it's in Burbank.
Okay. He'll be out of the house for a good 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
Hey, Blake, do you know, like, if you drive around a lot during the day, like you're going to auditions and you're going to meetings and stuff like that, from Burbank, you can catch the 134 pretty easy.
Yeah. Very easy.
Yeah, it's just right there.
I'm just never out there.
Like from Burbank to like Tijuana, how many miles would you say that is? 130, 140?
And no one's looking for armature. At least not that kind of armature. In April, too. Hang on, let me just finish this up. One last text. And, okay. Now, Blake, enough Bob Burns. On to Judd Apatow. What is the deal with This Is 40? It was a special screening, a very special Pussyfoot exclusive. Where was it held?
At the DGA.
The film. How did that stack up? Because you're basically in an ideal viewing environment.
Yeah. Too bad the film didn't stand up to the majesty of the theater we were in.
That's okay.
And when you say that, Blake, where are you placing blame? Because it seems to be a very personal Apatow film.
Well, first of all, it's way too long. The film is 135 minutes, and I almost believe that's got to be one of the longest comedies in present day. Hmm. The longest comedy is It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
Yes.
But this movie's not even mad, mad, mad. It's just boring, boring, boring.
Right. So you could have gone bad, 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 but you didn't. I like that about you, Blake.
Yeah. Mm. There's a lot of ideas being floated in this movie, none of them particularly interesting.
No.
What's the deal? How would you have fixed this film?
I would have gotten rid of Leslie Mann and made Melissa McCarthy more of the star instead of a cameo.
Right. Yes.
Because she's funny as heck.
Right.
And sexy.
Sexy and, like, again, it makes sense because it's a sequel to Knocked Up.
Yeah.
Right.
So it makes sense that Melissa McCarthy would be highly involved.
I think so.
Yeah.
Jason Segel was a complete waste. I don't even know why he was even in the film. And the less said about Megan Fox, I mean, the better.
What about the dude from Green Day? What's his name?
Ryan Adams.
Yes.
Yeah.
And come on.
I mean, his scene was very brief, but it was, what was the point?
And throw Charlene it. Yee. Oh, what the fuck was that?
I don't know. I mean,
really?
It didn't add anything to the story. All this did was drag it down and make the thing longer. They could have cut 2/3 of that film out and had a better chance at making it real.
I told Matt after watching that. I said, you know what? I bet you that cutting room floor was bare.
Yeah.
They just didn't take out shit.
There were scenes where it looked like the actors were pausing to give, like, either to remember their line or to, like, give the editor a cut point, how actors do.
Yeah.
And they didn't cut. They didn't cut.
I saw John Lithgow look at the camera at least twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Blake, I think I know where this is going. The song is queued up. We had a great time being kind of behind the board for this project. For the listeners out there who may not catch what tune you're actually singing, who wrote the initial song, who sang the initial song, and who are you kind of paying This Is 40 homage to?
Well, this is based on the song Happy Christmas, War Is Over by Paul McCartney from the old Beatles.
Yeah.
And that's what this song is. We're going to be singing the tune, the review to.
Yeah.
And hopefully you folks will enjoy listening to it.
How did you feel? Be honest. You've been around. I was not around when he passed away, but how did you feel when McCartney was shot?
I mean, really. I said Paul McCartney. No. Cut this shit out.
Let's do it. Let's when kill Matt it got up. His we got to go. We got to go. We've got no more time. Blake, John thank Lennon. You so much.
Running out.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll see you guys next year.
Hey, everybody. This is Blake Everett. Happy holidays. And this goes out to the slain children in Connecticut. God bless all you sweet angels in heaven.
So this is 40. Judd, what have you done? The film's nearly 3 hours. Wish it hadn't been one. And so this is 40. It's starring Paul Rudd. He's box office poison. He only makes crud. Leslie Mann is miscast. Shows tit but no rear. Her tit was a good one. She must be Judd's beard. And so this is 40. It won't open strong. Ryan Adams and Green Day. Two has-beens for one. But wait, there's a bright spot. His name's Ryan Lee. His choppers are massive. Looks like Tom Petty. Big Bone Bill McCarthy. Two scenes filled with laughs. The flick could have been fun if Rudd tapped that ass. Brooks and Lithgow, they spread zero glee. Bob's Spiegel exploded. Someone in Charlie Yee. And Judd Cash's daughter, the little one pro. Let's hope he's a good dad, or she'll pull a Renfro. This is 40 total horseshit. This is 40.